You are Locked On Wolverines, your daily podcast on the Michigan Wolverines, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Here I was thinking, we might not have a show today. I might have to try to make it up on Saturday. And then Michigan goes and totally redeems itself. Locked On Wolverines podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. I am your man on the ground, Isaiah Hull, Wolverines wire through USA Today Sports Media Group. And we've got some breaking news. This is essentially a reaction show. Michigan has hired Mike Hart to be the new running backs coach in Ann Arbor. It's happened. It's done. Michigan has announced it. He, favorite son, all-time leading rusher. Eat your heart out, Jamie Morris. And I can say that because I'm a weekly guest on the M Zone. And, you know, it's done. I mean, Jamie was actually the one to announce it, by the way. Look at Jamie doing a little bit of work. I said on Twitter, I'm giving all the credit to my roommate, Matt Leach, who's the producer of that show. Nonetheless, I mean, this is huge. It gives you a lot of different things that you didn't have before, but I mean, this is just excellent for Michigan in pretty much every way. You are getting a young guy who's obviously very familiar with what Michigan brings to the table. You're getting a voracious recruiter. 2 years ago, or 2020 class, he was 40th in Big Ten recruiting. I'm taking a look right now because I didn't even prepare. I just wanted to jump on and like, all right, let's go. Let's get this done. Let's talk about it. So I'm kind of looking some stuff up as we go along. 2021, down a little bit further. I'm yet to see an Indiana recruiter. Okay, their wide receivers coach is 53. So he's a little bit more down there when it comes to recruiting in 2021. But nonetheless, this is Indiana we're talking about, right? They're not going to be a top group generally, right? They're not bringing in giant recruits into Indiana. So it's not a big deal that he's not one of the top recruiters in the country or in the conference or whatever, as far as that's concerned, because you're not going to get like five stars to Indiana. 37 in 2019, Indiana's second recruiter behind their defensive line coach. So he does have that capability of recruiting. On top of that, you look at what he's done with his running backs. They averaged 108 yards a game this past year. Wasn't the greatest. Stevie Scott got 561 yards. Not his best season. But you look at the year before, 1695, C.B. Scott had almost 1,000 yards. Samson James had almost 300. You look at 2018, C.B. Scott had over 1,000. That, I believe, was the year that he won the Broyles Award for the best running back in conference. He had, actually, I have that backwards. He was a Broyles nominee. Hart was top 25 recruiter in 2019, according to Rivals. Stevie Scott was the second team All Big Ten. So, I mean, he's done a pretty good job. But again, 1137 in 2018, pretty good mark. 2017, his first year with the program. There was 1561 yards rushing. Peyton Ramsey had 226 of those. But otherwise, I mean, pretty decent job. Second time in Jim Harbaugh's tenure at Michigan that you have a former Michigan running back coaching the position. So that's obviously good news. You had Tyrone Wheatley before. A lot of people have clamored wanting Jay Harbaugh to move on from that position group. Now you get your wish. Jay Harbaugh stays on as special teams coordinator, which is excellent because he is also a voracious recruiter. So you've got some guys that can really recruit, especially on the offensive side of the ball. Josh Gattis can recruit on the offensive side of the ball. Sherrone Moore can recruit on the offensive side of the ball. Ed Warner can recruit. And now you still have Jay Harbaugh, and now you bring in Mike Hart. Defensively, they need some recruiters, and there are some things that are definitely going on the defensive side of the ball, which we aren't sure about as of yet. I will share one thing with you that I heard. I had a conversation with someone, and I didn't, obviously, like I've said a million times over, I don't have access to 24/7 as far as, well, anything, since it's an all VIP board and everything like that. So I know Sam Webb wrote something on Mike Zordich. I'll give you what I know is going on that side of the ball coming up on the other end. But first, I got to talk to you a little bit about Built Bar, this delicious protein bar. It tastes like a candy bar, not like a traditional protein bar. I've had 6 in the last 24 hours. I think my new favorite is peanut butter brownie. I had that last night or earlier today. I don't remember when I had it. I had it earlier today. It is incredible. I am on the verge of buying a box of just that. Low calorie, low carb, high protein. Everything you want out of a protein bar. Listen, I have bought so many boxes of Built Bar. I know a lot of you out there have as well. So take the plunge. Go to BuiltBar.com, put in promo code Locked On, get 20% off of that next order. BuiltBar.com, promo code Locked On, 20% off. Telling you, it's the way to go. All right. So, obviously, we'll still talk about the Mike Hart hire here in a moment. Lots of really excited reactions to him coming back to Ann Arbor. But as far as what I was told about Mike Zordich, it seems it's not over yet. He hasn't been let go yet, but it's looking unlikely that he will be retained. The word I was told is slim. So it has not been let go as of yet, but looks like that is a strong possibility that Mike Zordich is out the door. Which to me is extremely disappointing. Like that it's made today kind of a, you know, good news, bad news day. Good news for the Mike Hart stuff, bad news in the Zordich stuff, because Zordich, I think, has been, aside from Ed Warner, the best pure coach that they have on staff. No, he isn't the most voracious recruiter, but he's been really picking it up lately in that light. He's done a really good job with Will Johnson. I know that of talking to recruits, more and more they're mentioning Mike Zordich's name. He really had been picking it up on the recruiting trail. But as far as pure X's and O's and getting the most out of his guys, I mean, you look at how this year started with 2 new starters. It started as a disaster. But even when people were still sitting there saying that the corners were a disaster, people are always slow to react, right? Just like in 2017 with the offensive line, those cornerbacks got so much better as the year went on. So it's kind of disappointing to see that he might be moving on, because he is a guy that just always gets so much out of his position group. And honestly, he might be my favorite guy that has been on staff in Jim Harbaugh's tenure. He's candid. He's honest. He isn't playing like a media game. Although, funnily enough, he kind of did play a media game in the sense of calling out before 2017, calling out the non-Levert Hill cornerbacks, saying we need these guys to step up, and they did. But he is an incredible guy, an incredible coach, and I hope that they do find a way to get him to stick around. But as of right now, it doesn't look likely that Michigan is going to retain Mike Zordich. Ben McDaniels is already out. That's been reported. And I can confirm that as well, that Ben McDaniels is out. So that's unfortunate, just for the sake of, like, what did we see out of the quarterbacks? Well, it wasn't the best, I don't really blame him for Shea, because Shea, again, injured very first play from scrimmage and then got better as the season went on. But and then this year, it's again, it's hard to really evaluate when you have a new starter and then, you know, another guy in Cade McNamara. No matter who's starting, they didn't have the traditional things that you usually get. Spring ball, traditional summer conditioning, traditional fall camp, all that stuff. So you're kind of behind the eight ball. But I do know that Michigan has moved on from him. So you assume that that's whose position Mike Hart is taking, because it appears that everyone else on the offensive side of the ball is sticking around. Although, obviously, who knows, you know, with what they do, if considering any other changes that might happen. Obviously, there's the rumors about a guy like Joe Moorhead coming in. Don't know how substantiated that is as of yet. But obviously, you have to make some room if that's going to be the case, because it looks like otherwise kind of full. But then if you let Zordich go, if you let Nua go, you already let Don Brown go, you let Shoup go, there's some room to work with, especially if one of those coordinator positions is coaching a position group, right? If it sounds like Brian Jean-Marie is sticking around, but like, let's say you bring in Mike McDonald, and for the sake of hypothetical, you bring in Tim Banks, and Tim Banks coaches the defensive backs, whether it be the corners or safeties and corners. That opens up a position. Or you have a guy that's just a secondary coach, coaches both the safeties and the corners, rather than having a safeties coach and a corners coach like Michigan's had under Harbaugh. So there's some latitude to work with there, and I'm curious to see how it plays out. It sounds like it's going to be a little bit of time before it does. And obviously you're waiting on the Baltimore Ravens, who have a tough test. They're playing the Buffalo Bills this weekend, and that's going to be a tough test. They looked really good against the Titans. I weirdly, despite it essentially hurting my job in a sense, I was rooting for the Ravens because, like, I just didn't. Partially is because I had Marquise Brown in my fantasy league with Trent Noop. So I was rooting for him and then just kind of forgot, like, oh, wait, you kind of want the Titans to win so you can get the ball rolling here, make my life a little bit easier. But no, that's not how that worked. Anyway, all right, that's all I got there. This is going to be a shorter show because I just don't have a ton. But, you know, it is what it is. Let's move on and continue talking about the Mike Hart of it all and why I think it's a good move for Michigan. But first, are we ready for some football? College football is over with, but you still got NFL playoffs in full swing. You got a couple weeks left of that. I already mentioned the one matchup, the Ravens and the Bills. I'm excited for the New Orleans-Tampa Bay game. Obviously rooting for Tom Brady like I've been doing since the late 90s. And guess what? There's only one place that has you covered and one place we trust. That's betonline.ag. Sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus. Don't sit on those sidelines anymore. There's so many great games where you can get involved with. So get in on the action. Don't forget to use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. Bet online, your online sportsbook experts. To some degree, I don't know how much I have to add to the conversation, right? Like, I've paid attention to Mike Hart's career, but not enough where, like, I haven't. It, like I said, with Indiana, it's hard to really say how good a guy is at recruiting. Kind of like Sherrone Moore at Central Michigan, right? Like, it's hard to really look at either a group of five or lower-level Power Five program and really evaluate where those guys are in their ability to recruit, because most of them aren't going to be bringing in many, if any, four stars and no five stars. Then you get a guy like Sherrone Moore to campus, and it's huge. I think the biggest and most important thing about it, and this isn't a knock on Jay. I've I've long been at least a cautiously optimistic defender of Jay. Like, but I do understand that they're the concerns, right, about him coaching running backs. I think he did a better job coaching tight ends, but again, he had a All-American and Mackey Award winner in Jake Butt. But running back seems to be a position that can really benefit from a guy that played. It's not, and I've had my headbutts with Jamie Morris over this and with Matt Leach about what Jay brought to the table. But, I mean, he did produce the first 1,000-yard back in Caron Higdon that Michigan had since Fitzgerald Toussaint, the second since the Lloyd Carr era, the second since Mike Hart. And that I think means something. But at the same time, especially when you look at the issues that the group has had, there certainly could be a benefit from having these guys learn from a guy who's done it before, especially a guy that's done it before in Ann Arbor. And so it's a young guy that they can relate to, right? This wasn't eons ago that he was doing these things. It was 14 years. And it might be eons to some of these players. But, I mean, obviously I went to school with Mike Hart. I used to see Mike Hart on campus as a student. He was like the only football player I would see other than Jake Long because he was dating his now wife, Jackie Lorien, who was a theater major. And as a film major, film majors and theater majors, we all knew each other. So I used to see Jake Long quite a bit because I'd see him hanging out with Jackie. But Mike Hart was the only other one that I would tend to see. I mean, this is the first time I can say a Michigan coach had been in a film that I produced. Now, it wasn't a very good film. It was just, I was like the executive producer through Imagination Films at University Activity Center. But Mike Hart starred in this. There's actually pictures of me on Facebook. There's two of me on Facebook as both of us were students. So that's kind of hilarious. But nonetheless, I think it's good, especially because you have this great young core and you want to be able to get the most out of them. You need to figure out a way to get the most out of them because you've got four backs that really can all succeed and you need to find a way to make that happen because it would be a waste of potential if any one of them doesn't succeed. Now, obviously some of that is trying to figure out how you're going to manage this group. But, I mean, Hassan Haskins continuing to look incredible. You want to get more out of Zach Charbonnet, which means you just got to see him on the field, right? That's not Zach Charbonnet's fault that he didn't see the field much this year. Blake Corum has a lot, obviously, going on. And Donovan Edwards is an instant impact type player. Could be the best running back upon arrival. So there's a lot to work with. And on top of there being a lot to work with, now you've got at least someone, another young guy that can relate, a guy that has the experience in Ann Arbor as a running back, a guy who also has been coaching for 10 years. And he's done so getting promotions at each stop, going from MAC school Eastern Michigan after being an assistant, like a behind-the-scenes assistant at Western Michigan, going from that to Eastern Michigan, going from that to the Power 5 to Syracuse, going from that from Syracuse to Indiana. Now he's back in the big leagues. I think the great thing is, honestly, is the fact that the friction between Jim Harbaugh and Mike Hart has been cleared up because Mike Hart had some words for Jim Harbaugh back in 2006, 2007, whenever that was, that Jim Harbaugh, as the coach of Stanford, questioned Michigan's academics. Mike Hart had some comments for him. I know that there's been friction between the two, even while Harbaugh's been at Michigan as the head coach. So it's going to be that much more interesting to see. It is that much more interesting to see that for anyone that sits there and says that Harbaugh doesn't evolve, that he doesn't grow, that he's set in his ways. Again, like this is proof that that's not true. There's been proof all along. It's been kind of weird that people are that's a narrative that people say, but Harbaugh has always evolved and changed. And the fact that he put behind some personal petty, what have you, in a case like this is further proof. And that is excellent news for Michigan. Desire to win at Michigan. And the fact that Mike Hart left a good situation where he was an assistant head coach at an Indiana team that's surging tells you again his love for Michigan and the faith that he has that Michigan can get back on track. So really excited to see how this works out. Excited to hear who else ends up joining the staff, because I feel like we're going to hear some more exciting names as time goes on. So anyway, shorter show, like I said, that's going to do it for us today. But we will be back on Thursday with the mailbag. Get your questions in, especially if you ask the question, is Michigan hiring Mike Hart? Then ask another question, because obviously I'm not answering that tomorrow because that question has been completely answered. But obviously there's questions rolling in, so definitely get them in. We'll be doing it tomorrow night like we usually do. Sometime around 6 or 7 p.m. So you've got plenty of time, maybe as early as 5, depending on how many questions we have. But favorite show of the week, always excited to get to it. So get those questions in. Thanks again for listening. Appreciate you. We'll talk to you tomorrow on Thursday. Peace.